It's time to set out on the pathway to healing and light. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. If you have questions or concerns about your faith journey, if you are struggling or searching for something more, if you are in need of some spiritual direction, our Catholic priests are here to help.
One heart at a time.
Welcome to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Neff. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life, our program about spiritual direction. We come to you every weekday to give you a little bit of help, a little bit of hope on your journey of faith. And today on the program, discerning God's will. What are you discerning right now? And is God part of the discernment? Or are you just out there on your own, sort of doing your own thing by yourself, letting the world and its plan blow you around like all those dead leaves in your backyard? Well, let's be clear. God does have a plan for you and your life, but do you know what it is, and how do you know it? And here to help us with all of that, back with us once again, our spiritual director on the program today, Bishop Bill Walk. Bishop Walk is a Holy Cross Father and now Bishop of the Diocese of Pensacola, Tallahassee in Florida. Bishop Bill Walk, welcome back. It's been a while. Great to have you back on the program.
Hello, everybody. Yes, it's really good to be back. I was privileged to be on several times in the past, but because of my new duties now as the Bishop of Pensacola, Tallahassee, I haven't been able to, but I would really like to find more time to do this because I enjoy it very much.
Well, it's great to have you back on the program, and we do know you are busy, so it's a pleasure to have you back with us today. We're going to talk about discerning God's will today. We'll open up our phone lines here in just a minute or two, but what are you discerning? Bishop Bill Walk here to spend some time with you on the program today. So, Bishop, get us started. We talk about discerning God's will. Can we make the point that God does have a will? He does have a plan for each one of us.
Absolutely. And that's, of course, backed up or found in the scriptures, you know, in our church tradition and in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. We have this sense, of course, that we're built for something greater, we're made for eternal life, you know. And so we know that's what God ultimately wants for us, our joy, our happiness forever in heaven. But even here on earth, I think it's safe to say, and this has been given to us through Revelation, that God wants our joy, our happiness here on earth. God wants us to be fulfilled. You know, Jesus said, I have come to gather all of God's people, all of God's children into one, to present them to the Father. We read also in the Old Testament, in the book of the prophet Jeremiah, God says, behold, I have plans for you. I know the plans that I have for you. They're not for harm or woe, but plans for good, a future full of hope. And of course, we think about heaven, but also I think it's good to think God has a plan for us here on earth to not just for our happiness, but I mean our true joy and the joy of those around us as well.
And then, Bishop, is there, I just wonder sometimes if there's a danger. I've been thinking about this a lot lately, actually, because I think we hear people say that, well, I'm not so sure God has a plan for me because I am just a, and then fill in the blank. I'm just a, whatever that might be. I'm, you know, basically saying, well, I'm not that much, or I don't do that much, or I can't do that much. But I'm just so convinced that if we are just a whatever, that we need to be the best just whatever we can possibly be. And God will be in that, won't he?
Absolutely. You know, we've been reading the past couple of days in Mass, in the daily readings, about the story of creation from Genesis 1. And now we're moving on to Genesis chapter 2, the second story. It's clear in both of those stories that this didn't just happen by accident. This is all that, and this, by this I mean the world, creation. God created the world in all its wonder and beauty and complexity and everything. And then, as the climactic moment of creation, God created us in his own image and likeness. And if you think about it, all that wouldn't happen for no reason at all. But God wants good to come out of us and come through us. God wants us to cooperate with that. And so to your point, if people say, well, but I'm just this, or I don't really have a lot of gifts, talents, or I'm a shut-in, I can't really go out and preach or do things even in my parish, you know, we know that God uses all of us in whatever state we are in or whatever vocation, and can use us and asks or wants to use us to do good things. If you are a shut-in, if you're not able to leave the house or nursing home, then please pray. God, we need people to pray for the church, to pray for people like me in positions of leadership. We need people to pray and to offer small sacrifices for those of us who are out in the field, if you will. Someone who doesn't, you often hear from young people, and they say, or even maybe not just young people, but some people say, even church, you know, why should I go there? I don't really get anything out of it. And I always like to tell people, but especially young people, well, maybe it's not about you. Maybe it's not that you're going to get something out of it, but there's a widow right over there sitting across the aisle, and she's so lonely, but seeing you, seeing a young person there, just gives her hope and comfort, you know, just so even our presence, our prayer and presence, can do things for people. So I don't think we should ever say, I'm just a blank or I don't have any gifts. God can and wants to use all of the gifts, use us in whatever state we find ourselves.
Bishop Bill Walk is our spiritual director on the program. Bishop is the now the bishop in Pensacola, Tallahassee, talking about discerning God's will today. Let's open up our phone lines. Toll-free number, if you would like to join us, 888-914-9149. You can also email us, innerlife@relevantradio.com. But what is your experience of discerning God's will? And when was that time in your faith life when you really believed God was calling you to something? And then how did you know? And what happened when you said yes to God and His plan for your life? Again, toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. And so I think, Bishop Walk, when we talk about discernment, one, maybe what is that? But I think maybe the bigger question is, how do we know if we've discerned God's will correctly?
Well, that's two great questions. One, what is it? It is listening to God. It is being attentive to God, the Holy Spirit speaking or acting within us to lead us to do something or to, you know, participate in some action of our faith. That's really what discernment is. And so that requires, listening requires being quiet, prayer, adoration, and talking to trusted people like a spiritual director, a confessor, a priest or religious, or, you know, someone who works in the parish who can advise on spiritual matters, or a trusted friend. Not necessarily just a friend that, you know, will tell you what you want to hear, but someone who may challenge you as well. So I think that's really what discernment is. And then if I may answer your second question about how do we know, certainly this is not a fail-safe formula, but I do have kind of a little formula in my mind, and it's not original to me. I don't think I've ever had an original thought in my life. I just rehash things that people have taught me. But I remember in the past someone said, if you're discerning something, one good way to know if you're on the right track is if you can answer yes to the following three questions. Number one, am I good at it, or do I have the ability, the skills to do it? I'm thinking about discerning a vocation or a job or something like that. Number two, do other people whom I trust think I should do it? You know, so I put that out there and people say, that's really, boy, that sounds totally crazy. That is not you. I can't see that. If you keep hearing that, then maybe you're on the wrong track. But if people say, you know, I can see that, or that's really something you could do. So, and the third question is, do I want to do it? And that's the one I think that surprises people the most, because we think, if I'm doing God's will, I'm not going to be happy. I'm probably just going to have to sacrifice because He's going to call me to do something that won't make me happy. But I believe that God really, He doesn't want us to be, you know, to dread doing His will, or He doesn't want us to be unhappy doing His will. I think He ultimately wants our happiness. And so if we can say, yes, I think I have the skills, or I need to gain more of those skills. Other people think I should be doing this, yes. And I don't know yet if I totally want to do it, if it totally makes me happy, but I think when I think about it, when I discern it, it gives me peace. I'm going to do it. So it's not fail-safe, but kind of answering those three questions. Mm-hmm.
Bishop Bill Walk is our spiritual director on the program today. If you are just joining us, you are listening to The Inner Life, coast to coast and around the world on RelevantRadio.com, on our Relevant Radio mobile app, and on your smart speaker, too, talking today about discerning God's will. And what's your story of discerning God's will in your journey of faith? Toll free if you'd like to join us on the program, 888-914-9149, our email address, innerlife@relevantradio.com. So, Bishop Walk, take us a little bit back into your call to the priesthood. As you were believing that you were being called to the priesthood, what was your discernment like back then?
You know, I actually went in at a pretty young age after high school. I went into the college seminary in Holy Cross. And so I look back now and I think, wow, it really wasn't, I don't remember really wrestling with that question, should I, shouldn't I? As far as entering the seminary, that was a pretty simple thing. I had been talking with the spirit, the vocation director regularly. And I remember during one meeting in the spring, he said, you know, I think you're ready. If you want to come into the college seminary and you want to apply, I think you should. And I remember just looking at him and I said, okay. And then I filled it out right there. It wasn't, you know, this long process. It was kind of a slow, very small steps up to that point. But it was when I was in formation, that's when the real discernment happened. You know, when I had things to think about, when I had things to discern, do I want to do this ministry? Do I want to do priestly ministry? You know, am I called to this community? And I was glad that I was given all of the tools and the spiritual directors and mentors around me to help me to make that decision. But for me, it was a series of many, many small steps that were either confirmed or it became clear that's not the right step for me. I should go the other way. And it was done within a context of having people around me, some priests and spiritual directors.
Yeah. My experience of discerning God's will, I find that when we say yes to what we think and where God might be leading us, that it's just amazing what can happen and where he will take you. And do I presume, Bishop Bill Walk, that in following God's will, you never dreamed of being a bishop?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I can tell you that for sure. I had thought about many things. Even when I was in formation, one of the things that I was discerning was to be a religious brother in Holy Cross. I remember declaring one day when I was in the novitiate, I want to be a brother. I just want to be in the background. I'm not really a teacher. I couldn't do that. Many of our brothers are teachers or nurses or administrators, but I just want to be in the background to help ministers and priests in the church to serve well. And it was, the novice master said, okay, you can keep thinking about that. And then we'll see what happens. Go back, take theology. And it was there that I decided, no, I really want to preach. I want to preach and I want to celebrate the sacraments. So I was back on track to be a priest, but that was it. I just wanted to be a parish priest or work in the missions or do whatever was asked of me. But I, not in a million years did I ever dream that, I would be a bishop. It's not anything that I was seeking or wanted or was looking for, but it came my way, and in the form of a question on the phone, will you accept this position from Pope Francis?
And that key word, yes, you did, and I think for all of us, if we just think back to our own respective journeys of faith, when we say yes to what we really believe God is leading us to. And I know for me, saying yes to leave the television career that I was in to follow him, to do something else, I never could have even remotely imagined a career in radio, and much less Catholic radio. And I remember when early in our marriage, when Judy and I decided to say yes to God, in terms of the size of our family and the number of children we would have. And, you know, you look back on that and that choice, that decision to say yes to what we really believed God was asking of us, and really is asking every married couple in one way or another. But the life that we lead today, the children that we have, the grandchildren that we have, gosh, look what God has done for us. And all when we just say yes to his plan, not our plan.
That's right. And I think it's that you bring up another point, that the more we do this, like so many other things, the more we practice something, the better we become at it, you know, in most things. I think that's true as well for following God's will, because as we look back in our life, a lot of us would say, wow, I never would have done that. I don't know why I moved there. I don't know why I took this job. I don't know why I met this person or how that even happened. But thankfully, because it did, look where I am now. And so that gives me hope for the future as well. You know, knowing that, yeah, I'll still make mistakes. It's still something we have to determine and discern God's will. But it gets a little easier in that you say, well, if God took care of me in the past when I was lost or didn't know where to go, surely God is with me now, and assuredly God will be with me in the future as well. So I think it's something that gets better, it gets better. We get better at it over time, trusting in God's will.
Bishop Bill Walk is our spiritual director on the program today, talking about discerning God's will.